So on the line now, I'm really pleased to be joined by Angela Carina, and hiding somewhere in the background as well, we have Dan Whitehouse. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you, James.
Good to have you on. And excitingly, we're going to talk about a new EP record that you've got coming out very soon, I think in May. So let's start by talking about that, which has a very bold title, which is I Protest.
Well, the song was actually written because Dan Whitehouse runs the Mac Art Center songwriting circle, and we had an assignment which was to write a protest song, and that was the song that I wrote. Funnily enough, the words they all wrote themselves, and and the way the words came out originally is pretty much how the finished lyrics are.
And it is a very powerful, it's a very angry song, I think. It's very powerful and very direct. Did it allow you to sort of explore a number of things that you perhaps thought were injustices with the world?
Well, when I recorded it with Michael Clark, at the end he said, oh, it's a rant. And I thought, oh, I'm not the sort of person who goes around ranting. So it's just the way the words came out, because it was something that wasn't contrived. It's just how it came out. And I'm a very peaceful person, so it's a bit of a surprise to say you think it's a bit angry.
I think there's a real sense of frustration about it, which I guess maybe protest songs need, I suppose. So it's got the important ingredients, but really I suppose it's a bit of a warning in terms of how we're all behaving in the world.
Yes, well, it was actually written about 3 years ago, before all the current protests that we've had, particularly last year. And for me, probably one what inspired it was when I was growing up at school, secondary school, we used to sing a lot of Bob Dylan songs. We used to sing what are called hippie songs. But I think because I was singing those for 5 years, I think that they had an impact on me, which is something that's still kept with me over time.
Now, I was going to mention at some point Bob Dylan, because I think he's probably there, isn't he, on the list of protest singers that people are aware of. And your name as well. There's a Dylan song, isn't there? Carina, I think. Is there a link in that?
Yes, there isn't, but I am familiar with this song and also the movie as well with, I think it's Ray Liotta and Whoopi Goldberg.
Ah, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. So yeah. You've reminded me there. So you obviously, we'll bring Dan in a minute, but prior to the songwriting circle and that project, had you been dabbling in kind of singer-songwriting? I read that you've been at this for a couple of decades, perhaps?
That's right. I started writing consistently from about the year 2000. I had a life experience that was really sort of changed my direction in life. And songwriting was really a way, a catharsis for me and a form of therapy. And it's just grown from there to be something which is like become a way of life of how I express myself.
And Dan, let's bring you in at this point, because as Angela's been describing, this is a song that has really kind of grown and evolved, hasn't it, over a time, as many of the songs I think that perhaps you've nurtured through that circle have.
Yeah, it's been a joy to see Angela's work develop. That's one of the joys of that role that I have as the leader of the songwriting circle, is hearing the works develop. We believe within the songwriting circle that sharing the work early on, when it's, you know, those sort of embryonic song stages, it's effectively like shedding light and water on a plant. And you know, we feed back, and through that kind of sharing process you get closer to your artistic vision for the song as a writer, and maybe something somebody will say you'll disagree with, or maybe they'll open up a new avenue for you, but either way it'll refine where you think the song needs to go. And I've seen Angela working tirelessly refining her writing, and it's really good to see it all come together to fruition with this first EP release, I Protest. But right from the beginning, Angela's had a real talent for a melodic top line, really big, strong, bold, catchy choruses. I think Michael Clark's done a great job on the production, and really looking forward to the public release of the first lead track, I Protest, on the 8th of March.
I I protest against the wars that keep on raging. I protest against the bombs that keep on making. I protest against the politicians lying. I protest against the innocent dying. I protest against the men who run the world. I protest about the drowning boys and girls. I protest against our freedoms fading. I protest against the forces invading. I protest. I protest. I protest about the trees that keep on burning. I protest about the lessons we're not learning. I protest about the oceans that keep rising. I protest about the fish that aren't surviving. I protest against the fear they're spreading. I protest against celebrity weddings. I protest against another police state. I protest against the rise of hate. I protest. I protest. I stand for freedom and equality.
Angela, let's just talk about some of the other themes that you explore in some of the other songs. They're quite big, serious topics that you take on, aren't they? You don't do things by halves, as it were. You've got, I guess you've got sort of trust in governments, you've got global warming, you've got the plight of the planet, you've got all of those kind of things in there.
Yes, the way I sort of surmise the EP, I describe it as about people and about the planet and where we are. I just think that there's so much that people can do to make things better, and that's kind of what my sort of my heart is really sort of trying to sing out.
Now, you said earlier on that perhaps I Protest was seen as a bit of a rant potentially, as you know, when it appeared. But there's a song which is called, I think, Clean Up Your Heart, which is one of the EP songs, which I think the message of that, you can hopefully help me with this, but the message of that is that it's kind of down to us, each and every one of us, you know, to reflect a bit and change what we do.
That's right. I hear a lot of climate change experts speaking about the outside environment, but I don't hear anyone speaking about the environment of our hearts. And I believe there is a connection between what's going on in our hearts and what's reflected in the environment outside. I feel quite passionate about that. And if we were more wholesome people, more positive, more loving, more kind, maybe the environment would improve because of that.
Those kind of messages and those kind of themes are really powerful, I think, at the moment, given that, you know, we're all in a situation where, you know, we're kind of restricted in what we can do and we're sort of stuck in our local environment. This kind of music helps us, I think those things through a bit more.
Well, that's my hope. Obviously, there's a sort of danger that you become too preachy, but I'm hoping that I've not done that the songs are accessible to everyone who wants to listen.
Now, We talked right at the start of the show about the EP coming out in May. I think it comes out, Dan, you can help us with some of the dates. It's very early.
It's Friday the 7th of May.
Friday the 7th of May, okay.
And it's going to be available on all the digital streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple, Amazon, so forth.
And excitingly, just prior to that, and folks should be able to find this within the next week or so of this show, there's a video, isn't there? Tell us a little bit more about this video. Angela, we'll let you start by describing the video for I Protest, because you've done it in a very, I think, kind of lockdown style.
Yes, the idea was actually put together by Dan, who had the idea of having a panel of women protesting. But I also had the idea of using footage of protests. And the video director has brought those two ideas together. So we have the women that are protesting, and at the end of the video, they reveal who they are, which is, I think, a really great moment. And I think it really encapsulates the song as I hoped.
And Dan, was that a tricky thing to do, a video kind of behind closed doors, locked down, as it were, or did it sort of yield some new creative elements?
Well, it certainly was an experiment. It's not something I'd done before. But I'm living so much of my life through Zoom, as I'm sure you are too. It just seemed like the natural next step to try and use it in a creative way. And Angela's song was the perfect fit, really.
And the video, as we say, is on YouTube, I think, or it will be from early March for International Women's Day. And Angela, I'm keen to know, after the EP and the video and those kind of things, there's a lot of momentum, if you like, that builds around that. What have you thought about sort of towards the end of the year, when we might sort of be out and about a bit more, or at least starting to get out and about? Have you got ideas for shows and gigs and things like that?
If the opportunity allows, then I would like to do some charity performances, because I'm very much a supporter of mental health charities, and I'd like to do a show that was in aid of that.
Okay, great. So for people listening at home, where can they find more about Angela, Karina, and your great music, and in particular the EP I Protest? Where should they be looking online?
Well, they can look online at SoundCloud, Angela Karina, and find me there. There's the video, which will be on YouTube, and the usual social media will be updated with all the details.
Okay, great. Well, Angela, it's been great to talk to you. And Dan, thanks for coming along as well. We wish you all the best with the EP, and we shall be watching your progress with interest, and hopefully we can persuade you to come back on a future show.
That'll be wonderful. Thanks, James.
Cheers. Thanks, both.
Some people are toxic, best to be avoided. They make the air hard to breathe. Heads full of hatred, looking out for trouble. They always disturb the peace. And we wonder why the planet is on its knees. Is humanity the disease? If you want to clean up the earth, clean up your heart. It's not the outside first, it's the inside where you start. If you want to clean up the earth, clean up your heart. Before you save the world, take a look at who you are. Some people are plastic, so artificial. They don't know that they're not real. Soulless as shadows, mindless consumers.